From your point of view, Afra, is the nonviolent tactics that have been used in Egypt, in Syria, and elsewhere, are they a tactical plan, or are they fundamental morality being expressed, fundamental Islamic morality in this case?
This is a very good question. I think some people have been dealing or writing about nonviolence, especially people like my uncle, Jawdat Saeed, who started doing this 50 years ago when he wrote about nonviolence from a Muslim perspective, from a moral perspective. However, what's going on in the world at the moment, we cannot be sure. I have the feeling that some groups might be using it as a tactic, which is still to me promising, because when they see how powerful it works, it is allowing the kind of moral argument to gain ground. So what's happening in the Arab world is that nonviolence is spreading in a viral way to deal with dictatorship, to deal with many issues, and it's mobilizing women, children, because nonviolence is very empowering to society. So it's creating a context in which people like my uncle or myself or other people who are pushing for nonviolence as a moral alternative, not just as a tactical solution, are gaining voice in these places. So, for example, when nonviolence arrived in Syria as a tactic, many Syrians felt, oh, we have this. We've had this for 50 years. We know Jawdat Saeed. He's been talking about this. Oh, now we understand. And when the Egypt revolution happened, many people started calling my uncle or writing him saying, now we know what you've been talking about. This is powerful. This is an amazing tool to use. And I saw actually some Facebook groups in Syria, and I was very heartened to see that, where they said that nonviolence is not just a strategic tactic for us or merely a tool, but it is a moral alternative and a daily practice and a way, a lifestyle and a way of living. I'm translating from the Arabic. And I was very happy to see that. So I think you have the tactical side, but because people are seeing it and because there has been people on the ground who have been writing about nonviolence from a moral and spiritual perspective, it's going to happen. It's going to take place as not just as a tactical tool, but also as a moral alternative.